Okay, hi everyone. We are at the Tide Steakhouse. Having a wonderful time already, the five of us and the two doggies. And we have just put some orders through. So for our starters, I'm having hummus with pita.
Because you've never had that ever before.
No. no. Of course I have.
Hummus like, and pita is like standard fare in Israel.
It's like fish and chips in Israel. It's like, yes. You know, McDonald's is everywhere. Kaz and Darren are having mushrooms. Sounds lovely. Jeff is having... Wow, Jeff's having a lot of meat. He's having some ribs.
Yeah, you have that meat.
We are cannibal today.
Cannibal.
Cannibal. And Salt is having prawns for her starter. For our mains, I'm having a fish platter with a side of new potatoes. Salad. Why?
I'm a cannibal.
I'm having a four
piggy steak. Darren's having a four. Look, I might not have had such meaty stuff, but
why not?
This is obviously a place that does it well. You know?
Why not? I'll try some of it. Darren's having a four combo steak.
I thought about that too.
Oh god, it sounds good too. It's like you get four pieces of a 4-ounce steak.
Bit too, guys. I've got your drink.
Too much.
Yes,
meat for me.
Yeah, me too. It's too much. It's too big. Pinot Grigio and Rigby, if you're listening, you're missing out.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, we'll drink to and Rigby.
And J2O, one ice.
Yeah, J2O, one here, and Salt is without. Thank you. We're both having a J2O.
Do you want me to pour you all a glass of water? Because I've got a jug here.
If you want.
That'll be all right.
Yeah.
So Darren's having the steak combo, which, you know, it comes with chips. And onion rings, I think, and mushrooms, and something else.
There's your water for you.
Thank you.
Aye, there's lemon in the water, isn't there?
There is. Is that okay?
Yeah, it'll do.
Can do another glass if you prefer without.
I actually do prefer without.
I don't mind. Jeff is having a mixed grill, which has like every meat on the planet basically in it.
There's lemon in the jug as well.
Yeah, I figured there must be.
Oh, so with chips. I'm having a fish platter. I said already, kind of boring. Kaz is having a fillet. Fillet steak.
Some people think that water, plain water is too boring.
Salt is having Hunter's chicken, which is like with cheese or something.
No, but usually when you give people lime and stuff, they order it. It's like, you know, it's like a drink with lime or whatever.
If you want something that tastes like lemon, you have lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what's the... Thank you.
Do you want me to get you another glass?
Oh, yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
That's fine, no worries.
That's
all. Oh, you've got it. We all have...
You got it.
Jeff wants it without lemon.
Yeah, I want it without. No, do you want one without as well? I was going to wear it, but she offered, and I thought, well, you know, why not?
You're going to wear it?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Sorry to be a pain.
I think it's an Australian expression.
What?
But you're going to wear it.
Oh, yeah.
What is that
ice?
Because I've never... No.
I've been meaning to check it.
I've had time.
I've seen references all over Twitter, and I've been meaning to look it up. What is it?
It's to raise money for.
Gets people to go naked in front of
them. Yeah, it's to raise money for ALS, the ALS in America. It's viral and it's gone. They've raised they had raised last week $31 million for ALS.
So what do people do?
basically, well, in America they chuck buckets of ice over themselves, but obviously here we don't really have ice, so we've been going in the shower and like standing under the freezing shower like for 20-30 seconds. I didn't do that, I poured a bucket of water over myself. I couldn't, which wasn't as cold as it could have been because I didn't want it to go.
I would just have a warm shower and say, I've just had it.
I cheated. I only did it so I could challenge people, that was the only reason
I wouldn't do it.
That's right, when someone's not in the shower yesterday, I turned the boat to the temperature thing.
Louise did hers last week when I was at her Steve's, and you want to hear the screams? Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
That was impressive.
I need to hear
it. She screamed the place down, and I was really tired.
That's hilarious.
That was impressive.
Yeah, Darren did it as well. I challenged him so we could.
Oh, I can imagine Darren screaming.
Yeah, he didn't. He cursed and swore and screamed. And
I can just hear it in my head now. I can just picture it.
and then he got Buffy to do it as well.
That was probably worth the price of admission.
Well, it is now 2:10 in the morning. And Jeff and I are now in our room at the Pier Hotel. And just saw a message from Darren Saltz and Cass to say they got home safe, because after dinner we came back to the hotel and we had a couple of drinks at the bar and talked and laughed and all that fun stuff. So it was an amazing evening. I really, really had a great time. And it was such a great surprise to see Cass. And just a great evening in general. Food was really good. Company was amazing. You know, sometimes you just feel like, even though we've never met Darren and Sultan before until tonight, and we have only seen Kaz a couple of times, but sometimes you feel like you've known people your whole life, and it's, you know, hanging out with them is so easy and so fun, and it just felt like hanging out with you know, people that we've known for years, and it's really amazing how amazing friendships can be formed like that. So, yay, thanks for a great time, guys, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow to continue our fabulous weekend. And I'm sure we'll go to Starbucks, because I will not be in Great Yarmouth without going to Starbucks. The plan is to go to the Village Maid tomorrow night. Yay! We also need to get Jeff a new computer keyboard, because his computer keyboard is broken. And we need to get some cash out. So we've got quite a few things on our agenda. And hanging out and having a good time is definitely one of these things. So I will upload this now. And we will speak to you all soon. Good night.